Hi, Tina Foster. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good. I've been, you know, look, man, I'm going to tell you right up, I'm a Beatles fan. Here comes the sun. And, you know, besides that, I buried Paul, just letting you know. But anyway, we've had a lot of conversations in the past with guests on our program, Tina, talking about the possibilities that clones exist. But we're talking about, I guess we'll anchor it with Paul McCartney. Well, let's get right to it. Give us the lowdown. What happened to Paul McCartney?
Well, he was killed and replaced. Not a clone, even though clones exist. I mean, that's been in the science for a while. Mm-hmm. But the person who replaced Paul does not have the physical features to have been a clone. He has, well, for instance, some forensic scientists did a study on Paul versus Paul because mm-hmm. they wanted to actually put the rumor to rest that Paul had been replaced. And this was back in 2009. These forensic scientists from Italy did biometrical analysis on their faces and found at least six physical differences. They found differences in the nasal spine, the tragus, the jawline, the palate, the teeth, and the skull shape. So they said these differences could not be explained by plastic surgery or by mistake. So mm-hmm. right there, that's proof you have a different person. And also, Dr. Henry Truby, back in 1969, actually, at the request of Roby Young, who was one of the radio broadcasters to break the story about Paul having been killed and replaced, he asked Henry Truby to do voice prints on the songs because Dr. Truby was the pioneer in voice print analysis at the University of Miami. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Truby did hours and hours of analysis on songs from 66, 67, you know, early Beatles versus later Beatles. And he said that there were at least three different voices that were purported to be Paul. Mm. So 1965 was yesterday, Paul McCartney. 1967, Penny Lane was a different Paul McCartney. And 1968, Hey Jude was yet another Paul McCartney.
Wow.
So two solid forensic, proof that these are different people that you could take to court and prove different identity. Mm-hmm. But other researchers, such as I, we have found differences in the height and the eye color and hair, the way the hair grows, body hair differences, feet. Oh, yeah, this is one. At least one of the Falls appears to have six toes.
Wow.
So that's hard to explain because Paul had the normal five toes. Mm-hmm. And we also have, dominant hand anomalies because Paul was left-handed and he said in a 1963 interview that he did everything backwards because he was left-handed. He would even write backwards, and it was something that he could never cure himself of. But we see Paul doing quite a lot with his right hand, way too much for a person who is naturally left-handed. Mm-hmm. So, yes, everybody can drink and smoke with either hand, but something that requires more finer detail, such as, catching a bouquet, for example, we would all use our dominant hand. Well, Fall, mm-hmm. guess which hand he uses to catch a bouquet? His right hand. Mm-hmm. And so there are lots of different instances of that. And the voice prints, yes.
Tina?
I mean, yes.
Let me, for a couple of things. Don Morgan and Overbill Automotive say hello. They're watching. A couple of viewers are watching there. But I think it caught some people's attention when you said six fingers or six toes?
Six toes.
Okay.
On the left foot.
That is in internet conspiracy lore, That is Nephilim stuff. That is hybrid stuff right there. And yes, so that's where that comes from.
Yes, it is. So we have to wonder, what is Paul's heritage exactly?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what got you into investigating the possibility that Paul was replaced to begin with?
Well, I was also a lifelong Beatles fan starting in high school. Mm-hmm. And I did read biographies, and I had heard about the Paul is Dead conspiracy theory back in the 80s, but back then there weren't videos online and all the pictures and everything so convenient to study right at your fingertips. So I didn't really look into it again until 2008, when I was getting my LLM, which is an advanced law degree. Mm-hmm. And I was doing research, and I came across a link about Paul McCartney having been killed and replaced. And I just thought, well, I'll just spend a minute, look into it. I'm sure there's nothing there. And now 11 years later, after having written a 500-page book and, you know, researching this pretty in-depth for years, and the mystery still isn't solved, I don't think, but...
Well, the fact is that Paul McCartney, whoever is pretending to be right now, is worth almost $1 billion, isn't he?
Yes. A chunk of that he inherited from Linda Eastman, though. He inherited about $200 million from her. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, I mean, he's one of the richest rock stars, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So with that kind of money on the line, wouldn't that make sense that there was a attempted replacement, that whoever Paul McCartney is, that somebody, some organization need to keep him in there?
Well, yes, that's the theory, that the Beatles became too popular and influential to be loose cannons running around talking about how you don't have to go to Vietnam if you don't want to, and how they didn't think, or at least Paul didn't believe the official JFK story. He didn't think Lee Harvey Oswald had shot, or was the lone shooter, at least. And so these guys had a world stage, but they were not controlled, and I think that was a problem for some people. And yes, there was a lot of money on the line. But also, you can use a band like that that's so popular and influential to push your agenda. In my opinion, I think they were pushing the LSD agenda through the Beatles, because there was such a huge change from 66 to 67, and that is the time frame when Paul was switched out. So I believe it was in the summer of 66, actually, at the end of the U.S. World Tour. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, all the Beatles kind of disappeared for a few months, which was unusual because they'd been in the public eye so much for several years by that point. Mm-hmm. And so then you see fall, he goes to Kenya in November 66. So that's definitely fall by that point. Mm-hmm. And then the music just changed. And
well, yeah, I'm sure it did. Robert Griffin asked, how was Paul killed?
Well, I think that it was a hit. I think he was assassinated. I think it was made to look like a car accident. Mm-hmm. Because that goes back, the car accident story goes back 50 years, when people first started to speculate about what happened to Paul, and they were looking into the album art and the song clues, reverse speech, well, the backmasking, and they were trying to figure out what happened, and there's so many clues that say Paul is dead, Paul was bloody, he blew his mind out in a car, which is probably not about Paul, but about Tara Brown. But anyway, so people were picking up on all these clues and came upon the car accident theory, but I think it goes deeper than that, because this double was prepared, he was found, he was trained, and he was put in place within 2 days of Paul's disappearance.
Well, I mean, there's a precedence for that. A lot of people think that Princess Di was killed in a car wreck for various reasons, man. But I'm going to get us out of the picture here. I think we have a picture, a side-by-side here, of Paul and Paul But the ones look a little bit older. But the teeth appear to be different. Have you looked at, examined the teeth and the eyebrows and various things? Are they exactly the same, or is there so much difference that's how we can tell that he's a clone?
Oh yeah, well, not a clone, but not in my opinion. Just a double, just a normal double. Yes, the teeth, actually, the forensic scientists did talk about, and they said that Paul's mouth, his palate, was small, which caused various misalignments of his teeth, and especially his right upper canine was sort of turned in his mouth. And Saul is starting in 67. The mouth, the palate was larger, and the same teeth were not misaligned anymore. Mm-hmm. And they said that was impossible to explain, even though surgery would have been possible in the 60s. They would have had to have broken his palatal suture and inserted a prosthetic, and Paul would have had to have worn braces for a year. So that obviously didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, and also the eyebrows, that is another one, because Paul, his left eyebrow was arched more than the other one. Mm-hmm. And Fall has never really... I've never seen a picture of Fall where they've gotten the eyebrows right. Sometimes the eyebrows are both kind of flat, and sometimes both of them are arched in an exaggerated way that makes them look like a clown. Mm-hmm. But they've never gotten the eyebrows right, in my opinion.
Have you been approached by anybody that represents the Beatles or Paul McCartney, anybody, after you wrote this book?
Never.
Okay.
I was a little bit worried, but I'm a lawyer, so I know that if it's true, it's not defamation. Mm-hmm. And I was careful to only use open source photos in my book. And I think that it would be to Fall's detriment to actually try to sue me, because then I would try to get it out in the public record and use mm-hmm. the court system to get information that he probably wouldn't want mm-hmm. me to have. Mm-hmm. But I think that their strategy right now, they generally run a disinformation campaign to discredit anyone that they don't like who's coming right. out with information. Right. But I think they're also flooding it with other supposed experts who put out a lot of bad information, in my opinion. So it really muddies the waters about the subject. So mm-hmm. that's just they're taking me on, but in less obvious ways.
Yeah. So you've got a book there. Is that now that book is that it's available on Amazon, right?
Yes, it is.
One time I looked at it and it had a message that Amazon said is not available. I don't know if it said copyright issues or.
No.
It said something about unprovable information or conspiracy or something.
No, that's not true. Okay. No, what happened was that there was an ebook available, but Amazon does not support PDFs very well, and that is the most common. I mean, the paperback is a PDF. That's mm-hmm. the most common format. Mm-hmm. So I get a message from Amazon saying, well, they wanted me to remove page numbers in the paperback. They wanted me to make all, and not in the paperback, in the ebook, sorry. They wanted me to make all these changes to the ebook, but how am I supposed to change page numbers? That's not going to happen. So I just told them to unpublish the ebook.
Yeah.
Because it was not being supported.
Yeah.
The formatting was messed up. So.
Yeah. Well, let me get to one of the conspiracy theories, and that is at the end of I Am the Walrus. There is no way that says cranberry sauce. It clearly says I buried Paul. What do you come down with on that?
Well, that was actually the end of Strawberry Fields Forever. And yes, it is I buried Paul, even though they put out the disinformation that it was cranberry sauce. That was John Lennon saying, oh, it's cranberry sauce. But it's actually, he was saying I buried Paul backwards, and then they played it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it sounds kind of distorted.
Mm-hmm. And why in the hell did John Lennon marry Yoko Ono and ruin the Beatles? Why?
You know, that's a really good question, because this, again, is in the the fall, the summer fall time frame of 1966, John Lennon and Yoko Ono supposedly met on September 11th, 1966, although Yoko supposedly met fall a few days earlier. But see, from my research on the Beatles, it was said that once they made it big, nobody knew, no new person broke into their circle because they had trust issues. You know, of course, being such
trust issues.
Yeah, you know, because everybody wanted a piece of them. So once, you know, once they were established, it was like, we either knew you or, you know, you're not coming into our circle. Well, this time frame of minute 66, here comes Yoko Ono and takes over John's life, basically, you know, pushes out Cynthia, his wife, and his son. And of course, you know, she was purported to be some artist that turns out she was from a rich Japanese banking family. Mm-hmm. Went to school for royalty. Mm-hmm. So, what was her role? Was she just...
Well, I know. One, a couple things about that freak. One, of course, I heard on one of her records, when you play it backwards, it clearly says, "I hate God." Okay, but she also claimed that she had a lesbian affair with Hillary Clinton. Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
Nasty, man. I mean, I could see the pair. Well, I can't see the pair. I don't want to see that. My brain's already burned out. But I mean, what would Yoko Ono find so attractive about Hillary?
It's anybody's guess. But Yoko admitted that she was a witch, so mm-hmm. I suspect she has Illuminati ties, and that mm-hmm. she was a plant, a controller, a handler. Mm-hmm. That's my suspicion. Mm-hmm.
She didn't set John Lennon to get up to get assassinated to grab his money, did she?
You know, I am friends with somebody who was in the government, and he said that the Japanese government did an investigation of the John Lennon assassination and found or concluded that Yoko was at least one of the shooters.
Whoa.
I know. I can't verify this or give you the name of this person, but that is just what he told me. So maybe
she's a verifiable lunatic. But Put Yahweh First says, why didn't John Lennon have bodyguards?
Yeah. And she runs off in front of him, or, you know, and then the doorman that day was Jose Paderno, who was CIA and who had been at the Bay of Pigs. So that, and then, of course, Mark David Chapman has a Catcher in the Rye, and he just sits down and reads it and waits for the police to come.
Yeah.
And then the doctor at the hospital admitted that he destroyed evidence by burning John Lennon's clothes. And a nurse did not recognize that as being John Lennon. So there's that whole story with John Lennon assassination is very suspicious.
No wonder John Lennon was doing LSD, man. Being married to Yoko, I mean, that's the only way he can handle it, man. But what about the message that's one of the more obvious ones in the Abbey Road cover there? Paul walking with bare feet, indicating that he was going to a funeral, and then you got George Harrison as the grave digger, and John Lennon as a preacher. You know, was that just playing on the idea they knew that their people were thinking that Paul was already dead, and so they just played up for, you know, to get better, more publicity?
Well, people that researched that album cover and, of course, read a lot of clues into it and saw that scene on Abbey Road as a funeral procession, and Paul was not wearing shoes. And, you know, in my opinion, the fact that he doesn't wear shoes, it could be that he's trying to look shorter because Paul is taller than the real Paul is. Mm-hmm. But with the six toes, maybe he's actually daring people to notice that he has an extra toe. I mean, you can't really see it on Abbey Road, but you know, there are a whole lot of people wonder why is he barefoot. But, you know, followers claims that people first thought he was dead because of that cover. But the first college newspaper story came out about a week before the Abbey Road album was released in America in September of 1969. Mm-hmm. Tim Harper already wrote about it, and then it comes out, and then it gets on to Russ Gibbs' show, and then Fred LaMour writes about it. So, you know, Fall, he makes these claims, but you can go back and refute them. Mm-hmm. Right, so,
why do you call your book Plastic Maca?
Well, maca is what they call McCartney in England or Britain. And, mm-hmm. you know, plastic mac, I mean, plastic obviously is the idea that it's fake, it's artificial, but it's also something that changes and that you can mold it. And also there's that song by The Who, Substitute, and it says, "I see right through your plastic mac." Mm-hmm. So I took that from the song.
So you're saying more or less it's a body double, but do you believe that cloning is happening?
Oh, I'm sure cloning has happened, because if you see The Boys from Brazil, the movie from the 1970s, they tell you, they give you an instruction on how to do human cloning. And actually, it's easier to clone humans than other mammals because of the IGF2R gene, which causes fetal gigantism in other mammals, but not humans. Mm-hmm. So, and there was an Italian doctor actually who claimed he had cloned humans. And so I think it's probably happened. I don't have proof necessarily, except, well, Dr. Peter David Beter, back in the 70s, he was a lawyer in D.C., and he had a conspiracy radio. He did tapes for his mm-hmm. subscribers. And he said he got information about clones, organic robotoids, and synthetics that were already going on back in the 70s. So the Russians and the Americans had like a war of doubles going on. Mm-hmm. So I have some of that in my first book, The Splitting Image. And I didn't talk too much about clones, though, but they can definitely be used for doubles, and it would be impossible to tell mm-hmm. the difference. Mm-hmm. Like, in this case, we have so many physical differences that if you had a clone, I mean, you would just...
I mentioned this just before the show when I was doing my ranty points, Tina Foster. During a 9/11 memorial, Hillary Clinton fainted, and they drug her out. And she looked like, they drug her out like a sack of potatoes. Her shoe fell off, and they just threw her in this van, sped her away. But they didn't take her to a hospital. They took her to an apartment building where evidently her daughter was there in whatever floor she lives up there. And she came down, and all of a sudden, she walked out on the sidewalk. She was like 20, 30 pounds lighter, 20, 30 years younger, full of pep, as if, and that was not her. That was somebody else. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I did talk about that briefly in The Splitting Image, but Teresa Barnwell is a pretty famous Hillary Clinton impersonator. Now, I'm not saying that she was the one who pretended to be Hillary that day. I rather doubt it because they would use somebody who was not known, in my opinion, but it's possible. But Teresa Barnwell is known, and it is known that many politicians have doubles, and even that they've been imposter placed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Saddam Hussein and Kim Jong-il are both politicians who are suspected of having been imposter placed by permanent doubles, which is what I think happened with Paul.
Wow. Me Too Before Me Too says, Tina, have you looked into Mark Stacey, a John Lennon impersonator?
I'm not sure. Of course I've heard the name, and I've seen that people are talking mm-hmm. about his being a John Lennon impersonator, but I'm not sure what the implication is if he's the John Lennon double or the imposter replacement. I mean, I don't have an opinion about Mark Stacer at this point.
Is Michelle Obama a man?
Probably. Well, the reason why I say that is because Joan Rivers, there's that famous video where a reporter goes up to her on the street, and she's like, oh, Obama is, he's the first gay president, and
yeah.
Michelle is a trainee, and everybody knows, and okay, everybody knows it. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, she dies in an operation.
Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, so...
You know, but Yahweh first says, I saw a Clinton Gore motorcade once. They were two different Clinton Gores in two different limos.
Well, I mean, doubles can be used by politicians for a variety of reasons. I mean, it can be for security reasons, have decoys. It can be to give a false trail for disinformation, like with Amy Clifton James pretending to be General Bernard Montgomery in World War II, where he was feeding the Germans false information about a fake invasion of southern France instead of Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
The permanent imposter would be where someone else has their own puppet installed, where they control the strings, and that would be more like the Man in the Iron Mask idea, where they were trying to stage a coup and use their own puppet.
Mm-hmm.
So there, some of the reasons for double are pretty innocuous, though, just for security. Mm-hmm. But that would probably be the case with Gore and Clinton, I would imagine. Yeah.
Now, how do I know I'm talking to Tina Foster and not a replacement?
You'll never know, I guess.
Do you get hate mail from Beatles fans?
Oh, there are haters. You know, you try to show people that... I mean, and for me, this is about restoring their real Paul's legacy, because he was, in my opinion, a genius and a good person. He was not a team player. He was not going to go along with any evil agenda, and that's why they wanted him out.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a good guy. Saul is a bad guy, in my opinion, you know, and he doesn't have the quality of music, and he doesn't have, it just doesn't have Paul's.
Where did this Saul guy come from?
Well, now, there was a Paul McCartney lookalike contest in 1965, which I suspect could have been used to scout for talent. So they may have found Saul through that, and that was in Scotland, the lookalike contest.
Mm-hmm.
But intelligence agencies can find doubles anywhere. I mean, the double for Bernard Montgomery was found because he was an actor. And so somebody at MI5 saw a picture of him in a newspaper, and he's like, we could use him as a double for Monty. So they say it's pretty easy to find talent.
Mm-hmm. How do we know that the other, well, I guess there's only one Beatle remaining. How do we know that Ringo's not been replaced?
We don't know that. And in fact, I've seen pictures of different sized noses.
Mm-hmm. And that boy had a big nose, too.
I'm sorry?
He got a big nose, too.
He has a big nose, yes. And then when you see even bigger nose, it's like, what?
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Do you ever see a movie called Coherence?
Never.
Okay, it's about an asteroid that comes by and it allows multiple dimensions to merge, and so people start meeting herself in other dimensions, you know, face to face. And so I'm just wondering if that's possible, that we're in another dimension. In fact, speaking of dimensions, for a while, I don't know how it came to me, but there's somebody said they time traveled, went to another dimension, got original Beatle music, and brought it back. Have you heard that story, and have you heard that music?
Was that the movie Yesterday that is
No, that's brand new. No, this in fact I heard this music. I don't have it with me, but I would Google search it after the show, take a listen, but that was the theme, that somebody went to an alternative universe, and the music sounds remarkably Beatle-ish, you know, like you can literally tell a Beatles song, you know, and it wasn't anything like we've heard, but you can tell by the how it goes that it's Beatle music. So somebody's either very creative and knows how to produce Beatle music, or they went to the future or another dimension.
Well, I am friends with Andrew Basaggio, who is another lawyer in Washington State, and he claims that he was part of Project Pegasus, which was a time travel program. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't have any proof that he did, but he is a credible person. Mm-hmm. I mean, a member of the Washington Bar, and mm-hmm. I don't see what he would gain from lying about it. But again, what is the proof?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had him on the show a couple of times, and one of his famous proofs is a picture from Lincoln assassination. He gave a tremendous story. He said, I'm the boy in the picture, I'm missing the shoe, and the reason was I was running down this street and I saw this and I did that, and these people over there talking. He just, I mean, it's like either he's a perfect remembrance of a story he wrote or he was there. And you know, so you know, I can't prove that he wasn't, and I'm not gonna say that he wasn't, but I tell you what, you're right, I would agree that he definitely sounds convincing.
Yeah, so I mean, it's possible, but I think people also make a lot of claims. I mean, it's the internet, and so it just, I'm open-minded, but I'm not going to jump on that somebody actually did that until I research it more.
I'll jump on any bandwagon. I don't care, man. I'm shameless. what's your favorite Beatles song?
I'm Looking Through You, because it's perfect for Paul's dead theory. I mean, of course, the song is before Paul is replaced, but mm-hmm. it's still perfect.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a song, and I forgot the name of it, but it says, "Relax your mind and float downstream." And when I hear those lyrics, I think of Marianne Williamson, who's a Democrat candidate for president. Man, it's like, you know, she definitely took her mind out of her body, and she's doing something else. Michael asked the question, said, on the Paul to Fall, why was he murdered? When do we have specific clues? Now, you've mentioned a couple clues. We talked about Abbey Road cover. What other, and I Am the Walrus, you know, I buried Paul. There's various ones like that. What are some little known clues that are out there?
Well, there's a lot of reverse speech, which is actually it's a way of ferreting out the truth by reversing somebody's speech. And the pioneer researcher on that is David John Oates from Australia. And it's actually been used in Oregon to help with police investigations. So when you reverse some songs, it'll say Paul is dead. And several say Paul is dead. Mm-hmm. And like if you play Sergeant Pepper reverse says Paul is dead, Sergeant Pepper reprise reverse says it was a fake mustache, which is pretty funny because when I mentioned before, the forensic scientist said there was a difference in this this part of the nose, the nasal spine. They hinted that the mustache was there to cover that and disguise it. But also, in I'm the Walrus, if you play it backwards, it says Mac is new. And when you play Blue Jay Way, it says Paul is bloody. Ooh. And that says Paul is bloody forward and backwards, which is interesting. So, I mean, I talk about all of the clues I found over in 10 years I put in the book. Mm-hmm. another clue is at the end of I'm the Walrus, they play King Lear, which says, oh, untimely death, bury my body. And you know, the claim was that it was just playing on the radio when they were recording. It's like, you know, other people say the Beatles, everything was precise and they discussed everything they did. And so to just have some radio program playing randomly doesn't ring true for me on their recording. So, there's so many. I mean, Sgt. Pepper is rife with clues. The album cover is a funeral scene, which Derek Taylor, their press secretary, confirmed. And it shows the original Beatles shed to the side, and then you got the new and improved Beatles up front and center, and that fall is taller, if you notice. And a lot of the people on the cover were supposedly people they wanted a funeral, and you have other people actually that give you clues about Paul. For example, Bob Dylan was also there was a rumor going around that he was killed in 1966 in a motorcycle crash. So that is very close to the story that happened to Paul. Mm-hmm. And then there's Diana Dors, who's the blonde bombshell in the gold dress. And she was in a movie called On the Double, which was about an imposter replacement of a general. So that, again, is another parallel. And that one, I don't think I've seen anybody ever talk about before. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just so many clues.
By the way,
about 400 at least.
All right, people watching the chat, if you are a Beatles fan or like Beatles music, I'd like to know what people's favorite song or album is. You know, I like Rain. And the reason I like Rain, it really is because I think it's one of Ringo's finest drum sessions that he's ever done. Because many people said he really wasn't that good, but in Rain, he does some switch-ups that are pretty amazing. I think he also he was left-handed, but he played on right-handed drums for, you know, specific reasons. So that had to take some talent right there. We got somebody just said, or Jade, our moderator, said Norwegian Wood. The floor worker says, why wouldn't they have cloned John? I mean, obviously, John was murdered. They could have brought out a body double right then and kept the Lennon legacy going.
Well, honestly, I think that all of them were replaced by Sergeant Pepper. So as far as why they had a public execution and assassination of John, maybe they were just retiring that person. Like, they decided they didn't need or want him anymore in the public eye. I mean, this is all very speculative, of course, but there are so many questions about that assassination, the official story. I mean, the JFK official story, it just doesn't ring true at all.
Okay, so why is it light where you're at, man? It's dark here.
I'm in Seattle.
You in Seattle?
So it doesn't get dark here until 9 in the summer.
Hey, let me ask you, Seattle, man, is there... It's gross, but is there needles and feces on the streets like in L.A. and San Francisco?
I don't think it's that bad here yet, but of course the commie subversives are trying to take over. Now, so it's a matter of time.
Who's trying to take over?
The commie subversives.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So you're not a commie subversive?
I'm not a commie subversive, no. I'm a patriot.
That's good to know. Now, do you feel anything up there from the earthquakes?
No, we're too far away for that.
Yeah.
But we do have earthquake potential, and we have an active volcano with Mount Rainier, but...
Okay.
You know, okay. Tacoma is more in the pathway of that than we are.
Okay. Well, so. I'll tell you what, somebody said there's going to be an earthquake here in Indiana. I don't know if there was... Whoa, I think we're having an earthquake here. Hang on. Hang on. Can you see this picture?
I do
The camera is like, it's going crazy, man. I think we're having an earthquake here. I got to watch out for gas brakes and stuff, man. Whoa. So, yeah, man, even here in the Midwest, we can have some earthquakes. So.
Oh, yeah, the new Madras Fault, definitely.
Okay, that was an 8.2 right there. Okay, so give me another clue.
There's Bible code and there's astrology I found clues in. So the astrology was that Paul had a Mars-Pluto conjunction the same as JFK had, which is associated with violent death and being murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible code I found, I don't know if you know how the Bible code works, that you lay it out in a matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And you can search, it's like a skip code, and it'll find words, and if it finds them grouped together, then that's meaningful, supposedly. So I found things like Beetle, Paul, Dead, Killed, Gun, Shot,
wow.
West, mm-hmm. you know, which would, to me, be the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got all that in the book. So I was actually very surprised to find anything in the Bible code about it.
Mm, wow.
I found a lot.
By the way, we've had a few more people, when I asked the question of what people's favorite Beatles, Don says Sergeant Pepper, Michael says, Hey Jude, and Yesterday, let's see, Southern Boy says A Day in the Life, that's a classic. I think that the actual Day in the Life was John Lennon wrote that and wrote it on a napkin or a paper or something, but that thing sold, I thought it made for $1 million, just where he actually wrote that,
Yeah, A Day in the Life was most likely about Terry Brown's car crash. that, you know, people think of as Austin talking about Paul. That
Yahweh first says Yellow Submarine. Joyce Splash says Norwegian Wood. I think I mentioned that one. Norwegian Wood's got up there a couple times. Now, what exactly is Norwegian Wood about? Is it about a prostitute or a lesbian? What's going on there?
It's code for an affair that John had. So Norwegian Wood is knowing she would, but a little, you know, making it a little less obvious. So, because he was married, so he didn't want to just be blatant about it.
Okay, so he wrote about it in Norwegian Wood. Anything to get the hell away from Yoko Ono, right?
Well, no, he was still a Cynthia at that point.
Oh, okay. What happened to that marriage?
Well, he met Yoko, and then she was...
She got the
Beetle boot. Yeah. She was picked to the curb,
He met that hottie Yoko Ono, huh? That's a real gem right there. And by the way, anybody else haven't logged in, if whatever your favorite Beatle song is or album, let us know. Dreamwalker says, man, we got to have you back. But did you write, what was it? What's the name of your other book?
It's called The Splitting Image, Exposing the Secret World of Doubles, Decoys, and Imposter Replacement.
Wow.
And that book, yeah, I got all the keywords in there. That book was meant to be a primer for the Plastic Maca book because I always get, well, how could they have done it? How could they find somebody who can play bass and sing? It's like, these people have been doing these psyops since the Middle Ages. They know what they're doing. They have the tools. Mm-hmm. They know how to do prosthetics. They're probably 20 years ahead in technology from what we see on the street. Mm-hmm. So they know how to find him. They know how to train him. They put him through acting school or, you know, whatever they do. The doubles will study videos and listen to the voice and try to mimic the voice. And supposedly that's pretty easy. So these are professionals. They're not just some guy pretending to be Paul McCartney. I mean, this guy's gone through some serious training, probably with an intelligence service.
Mm-hmm. Question came in. Do you know somebody named Sherry Schreiner?
No, I do not.
Okay. But I want to go back to your earlier thing. You said that communists are taking over Seattle. What did you have a political viewpoint or what, are you neutral? Where you come down at?
I'm a patriot. I'm a lawyer, so I took an oath to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I respect the rule of law, and I think that, I mean, Washington State is not a sanctuary state. How is that obeying the rule of law? That is completely just... Anyway, I mean, not that I'm against legal immigration. Nobody is, really, but illegal? No. Mm-hmm. That's just not cool.
Who do you think has been replaced?
Other than Paul McCartney?
Yeah, other than Paul McCartney, yes.
Well, he's the one I've researched the most, but I mentioned Saddam Hussein and Kim Jong-il, and also people think that Howard Hughes may have been replaced because, you know, he suddenly got so weird with, like, keeping bottles of urine and just being, you know, and, like, being a recluse.
Yeah, he is weird,
like,
all right.
Yeah, like, he totally went nuts, but it might have been that his doubles didn't want to be out in the public because they didn't want to be outed. Mm-hmm. And so they have all these stories about, you know, but Cindy's another one. And, I mean, there's actually pretty good evidence that Kim Jong-il and Saddam Hussein were imposter replaced because in Saddam Hussein's case, he had a doctor who said that he died of lymphatic cancer in 1999. And other people that were in the circle said that they were just showing pictures of Saddam Hussein from years before. Mm-hmm. And then with Kim Jong-il, a professor from Tokyo wrote a book, his name was Sugimura, he wrote a book saying that Kim Jong-il actually died in 2002. He also died from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the ruling elite, North Korea, were just trotting out these doubles so that they could keep control.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps Kim Jong-un was not of age, or for whatever reason, they wanted to keep Kim Jong-il in there. And they had all these examples of recycled photographs and doctored photographs, and this is all mainstream. This is like, you can see BBC News is talking about these doctored photos. So, you know, they have like Kim Jong-il at a factory supposedly in June. He's wearing like a heavy coat. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like attention to detail, mm-hmm. right? Like, this is not adding up. So,
well, you know, Hillary Clinton always wear these cape looking things. You know, she's hiding some kind of colostomy bag. Mystic Maverick One says, Tina, was Jimmy Carter replaced? Why did, and if he was, why did Rosalind go along with it?
Okay, so when I was talking about the lawyer, Dr. Peter David Meador in D.C. in the 70s, now he did say that Jimmy Carter was replaced, and actually Mondale was too.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said where the plane went down and why Rosalind went along with it. Mm-hmm. Well, corresponds to why the Beatles insiders would go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're either threatened or bribed or blackmailed, or mm-hmm. you know, something mm-hmm. is going to motivate right. them to go along. I mean, Heather Mills was Fall's second wife, and in 2007 she came out publicly and said, you know, I've left you, protect me, and I'll say nothing. And something so awful happened. People don't want to know the truth. And she was getting death threats. And she said, I have a box of evidence and I've given it to someone. So if you top me off, which means to kill me, then the truth is going to come out. So she got death threats and she got a big payout for her divorce. And then Mal Evans was the Beatles' roadie and for 10 years. And he was going to write a tell-all Beatles book called Living the Beatles Legend. And in the January of 1976, when he was literally getting ready to publish it, take it to his publisher, he was shot to death by police in L.A.
Wow.
And so the book, the manuscript went missing. His memorabilia, he had a suitcase full of memorabilia, it went missing.
Mm-hmm.
And even his ashes went missing when they were posted back to England.
Wow.
So that's a very suspicious story. Now, parts of the book were eventually published, but redacted. And nothing was given away in that book.
Well, I wish somebody would replace Nancy Pelosi's face. Southern Boy asked this question, is Bin Laden dead or alive?
Well, from my research, it appears that he actually died in 2001 from kidney disease, and the Pakistani, what's her name, the woman, Benazir Bhutto, she said in 2003 that Osama bin Laden died in
No, you got that right, probably.
I know, I'm sorry. But
no, you got it right. But
then she was killed right after that. So she...
Yeah.
So, CIA admitted publicly that they were making videos with actors who were pretending to be Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. And so there are definitely a lot of pictures that show different Osama bin Laden. So I think he probably did die, and then they just played him up as a scapegoat because he was dead. It didn't really matter. But I mean, who knows for sure what's going on behind the scenes?
Well, you know, what's that? What's that woman's name? She came out and she said that Joan Rivers. Yeah, she said that Michelle was a man. Everybody knows she's a tranny. And then she died off. You know, it seems like every time somebody tells the truth, they get offed.
That's right. So,
you know, that goes back to my feeling is that Michelle Obama is a tranny. And Obama, of course, he you know, he gay. All right. So, how's the book sales going? Are people buying the book and learning about it? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's selling well. It's fringe. And it's a book that people, they don't want to know the truth. So, you're kind of trying to force some information on people that they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like, you know, a Stephen King novel or but it's doing okay. I mean, it's
but
doing
if,
some,
if somebody's fa- if somebody is fascinated about the Beatles, seem like they'd want to know all this.
Well, I think it explains all these anomalies because all these people are confused about what happened to Paul McCartney, what happened to the Beatles, why did they change so much, why did Paul write masterpieces like Yesterday all by himself, mind you. He did not have anybody help him with that song. And then it's like the Beatles break up and he can't write a good song to save his life, really. You know, it's like, fuck you, and who cares? Like, this, I'm sorry, then it's not very, I mean, compared to my Yesterday, I mean, it's pretty weak. Yeah. I mean, these are my personal opinions. People might live in or whatever, but yeah, very different style of songwriting and musicianship. And oh, for example, like Paul, when he played publicly, he rarely ever looked at his footboard. Maybe once, but hardly ever. Like, he'd play bass, sing, spin around, all this stuff. Never looked at his footboard. Paul is constantly looking at it. Just go watch some videos. You can tell. And then, also, so Paul played Day Tripper. He played Nowhere Man. He played, you know, all these songs that Paul later says are too difficult to play live. And you can see the Beatles playing it, no problem. And then Paul forgets the chord progression to A Hard Day's Night. And even the mainstream media is like, well, that seems odd. He plays the song 200 times, and then he doesn't know the chord progression. It's like,
okay. So we have a really deep question coming up here. If you look to your right on the windowsill, what is that down in the corner?
To my right on the windowsill?
Right there.
That's a little turtle.
It's a turtle?
That's a little sea turtle, a little wooden from, like, the Bahamas.
Okay. People are watching the show now, I'm just saying. they're looking at everything here. So, you never know what you get. Robert Griffin says, can we get your book from any other source than Amazon?
Only for me personally. So,
do you autograph them?
I do, sure. Yeah, no problem.
You didn't bury Paul, did you?
No, I came on this way late in the game. I mean, this story has been going on since, 66 was the first time Paul was announced dead, really. Because there was a car crash announcement. Now, okay, let me back it up a little bit, because this was the first premiere show of the Monkees in September of 66. And there was a news announcement, a news bulletin, that a Beatle had been in a car crash. They did not see Paul. That could be the first beginning of this Paul is dead story. So, yeah, I came into the game way late.
There's a Simpson episode of Trump coming down a tower and well before he was running for president. People say that sometimes, for some reason or other, there's various events. 9/11 is one of them. Did the controversy of Paul, whether he's been replaced or not, ever show up in The Simpsons or any other movie or anything where you see they're trying to give us a clue?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. That's an excellent one, because I do think it happened in Seattle. That's the last known confirmed sighting of the real Paul McCartney, in my opinion. And the movie Sleepless in Seattle has a very awkward Paul is dead scene in it. It's like, why do you need that? Why is this? It doesn't seem to fit in the movie, and they're talking about Paul is dead. Did you know, if you play this backwards, did you know Paul is dead? And it's like, well, in the movie, so Sleepless in Seattle, I think they're telling you. And also, I Am the Walrus, you know, there's the whole walrus, all these clues about walruses, and then in downtown Seattle, there's the Arctic building that has all these walruses on it, these walrus statues. So,
well, when I think of Hillary Clinton, I think of a walrus. here's another observation. Somebody wants to know what's on the medallion on your necklace there. What's going on?
Okay, actually, you know what? This is disguise technology. It is. You know how you have all the EMF radiation and frequencies, like from smart meters, and now they're going to roll out 5G.
Yeah.
Well, this little guy is supposed to counteract that. So it's not Blue Shield, but it's like Blue Shield technology. So.
Well, you're talking. Listen, Tina. You're talking to an audience that doesn't want anything to do with 5G, and that crap's coming online. Indianapolis here was one of the first cities to roll it out. Do you guys have it up there in Seattle?
I don't think we have it yet.
So you're already in the defensive mode, looking for ways to defeat this technology that's going to destroy us all.
Oh, yeah. So they are threatening to bring smart meters, and I've written the electric company. I've written them two letters saying, giving them notice of liability if there is any damage because of their smart meters, mm-hmm. and also telling them not to trespass to install a smart meter, so we'll see what happens. But they have not forced them on us yet. So,
Do you have and do you know what Orgon is? Do you have some in your house?
Like Orgonite, I do. I don't have any though. But it is supposed to break up chemtrails, isn't it?
It's supposed to. Yeah, and it's also from the effects of chemtrails, and it also gives reptilian aliens a rash.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, and that's not like better than giving them bastards a rash, too. So, do you, since we're going down conspiracy lane, one of my favorite habitats, there is an awful lot of information coming out about UFOs. Just today, my Fox News feed, two articles about UFOs were on that, and they used to just laugh that off, you know, and put people in conspiracy theory. Now it's like the best place to see the most UFOs, and you know the Brown Mountain Lights now been reinvestigated out there in the Carolinas. So what do you think about it?
Well, if you believe the story about the Anunnaki and why they are suddenly telling us about UFOs, not like we haven't known already, but now they're admitting it. It might be that they have to because they're coming.
Oh, they're coming?
It might be that they're coming.
And is your medallion going to protect you, or what's your plan to fight them off, man?
Well, I'm not sure you can fight something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Like, they have a little gun? Like, they're going to care about that? You know?
Okay. And somebody here says, where can they get one of these necklaces?
Well, they're online. If you Google a pendant that in put in your search parameter, EMF protection or frequency, it should come up, and I'm sorry, I don't have more information on that.
Yeah,
it was a gift, so okay. I don't have all the details.
Well, sure. Okay, are any more tidbits on the Beatles that we need to know about that you came prepared to talk about?
Well, just that, you know, I think that the main reason that that Paul was replaced was because there was a larger agenda of trying to control people, and at least Paul was not willing to play that game. And so they had to take him out, and then they have their puppet who goes, and he's the first British pop star to talk publicly about taking LSD, mm-hmm. which of course everyone's like, oh, Paul McCartney takes LSD, I have to try it. You know, but it's a brainwashing psycho warfare mm-hmm. agent. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not like, I mean, magic mushroom is maybe one thing, but this is like a serious threat.
So you haven't taken LSD, have you?
I have never taken LSD.
And what about magic mushrooms?
Never.
What about Mary Jane?
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't really do that much for me. But, I mean, it's totally legal in Washington, so it doesn't matter. But, like, mm-hmm. now that it's legal, nobody really smokes it that much. It's like, meh.
Yeah. Well, a few people said, Tina, they loved you on the show, and they want you to come back sometime.
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. Well, we are at the end of the broadcast. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you for having me on, though. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a great day and evening and weekend.
Okay. All right, Tina Foster, I appreciate you coming on the program.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.